For Democrats, organized labor is traditionally one of the strongest sources of money and organizing power. Lately, though, union leaders have had some strong criticism for President Obama. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the difficult relationship between this White House and the unions that have supported it.
It was a perfect visual metaphor in the White House Rose Garden yesterday.
Good morning, everybody. Please have a seat.
President Obama was pushing Congress to reauthorize a transportation bill. To his left stood AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, representing organized labor. To his right, a Chamber of Commerce official representing the business community that Mr. Obama has tried so hard to win over.
Two organizations who don't always see eye to eye on things.
In fact, those two organizations have pulled the president in opposite directions for much of the last 2 years. Yesterday's photo op aside, neither group is totally happy with where Mr. Obama is ending up. The business community complains that this White House is choking them with new regulations. The labor community says Mr. Obama is throwing working-class people overboard. At a recent breakfast hosted by the Christian Science Monitor, Trumka of the AFL-CIO was critical of the president, saying that without bolder action on the economy...
Then I think he doesn't become a leader anymore. I mean, he's being a follower.
That criticism didn't surprise Cornell labor expert Kate Bronfenbrenner at all.
The labor movement sees that he keeps on acting as if he just moves further to the center. Maybe then the Republicans will stop being so intractable.
The dissatisfaction is not universal, though. SEIU President Mary Kay Henry points out that the president revived the U.S. auto industry, a big plus for American workers.
There are points where we have disagreement on economic policy and that, you know, we can't cut our way to reviving our economy. So, yeah, there have been individual differences of opinion on policy, but I don't think for me that adds up to a frustration with the leadership of the president.
To the president's labor critics, the list of perceived offenses is long. There was the recent debt ceiling deal, Mr. Obama's broken campaign promise to pass legislation that would simplify union organizing, and a White House senior staff with stronger ties to Wall Street than to labor. Just after the White House meeting yesterday, Richard Trumka attended a jobs event at AFL-CIO headquarters here in Washington, and this time he criticized the president without mentioning him by name.
So this is the time for boldness. This is a moment that working people will judge all of our leaders. Will they propose solutions that are on the scale necessary to address the job crisis that America has right now?
President Obama plans to give a major speech next week where he'll talk about helping Americans get back to work. Professor Harley Shaken of the University of California, Berkeley, says the speech could be critical.
It could be the opening of a renewed effort on jobs that really gets labor excited, or it could be too little too late, which increases the frustration. It's going to be an important speech, and it will define where labor is on Election Day.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest hopes the speech can also find common ground between workers and employers.
It's the president's view that there are a lot of aligned interests here, that there is an opportunity for us to put in place the kind of economic policies that could be supported by Democrats and Republicans, that could be supported by American businesses and American workers, that there are American communities all across the country that would benefit from these policies.
At the Chamber of Commerce headquarters yesterday, President and CEO Tom Donahue sounded open to that possibility.
We're not going to be able to deal with the other challenges we face if we don't start to put people back to work, to take them off the public payroll and have them paying taxes and driving economic confidence.
To be sure, labor and business leaders have some very different ideas about how to create jobs. For example, the Chamber of Commerce supports some free trade deals that the unions oppose. But the president hopes that the dire unemployment situation will give both sides enough incentive to come together for more than just a moment in a rose garden. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.